This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that relates to background checks for certain individuals.
Next up is Senate Bill
House Bill 1350 modifies provisions relating to criminal history records, including criminal record reviews and background checks for in-home service providers and child care providers. The measure was pre-filed last December, given first-round Missouri House of Representatives approval on February 8th, heard by the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee on February 28th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on May 8th, sent to the executive branch on May 18th, and signed into law on June 29th. During Missouri Senate discussion, bill handler, Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia, told his colleagues there are three main components to House Bill 1350.
It is the content of Senate Bill 888, which deals with giving the Highway Patrol a statutory authority to participate in the FBI VAC program. The previous program, the background system that they use, is a one-time snapshot view of an individual's criminal history. The second provision is Senate Bill 997, which modifies the disqualifications for in-home service providers, and it eliminates the funding for service provided by individuals who are disqualified. And then the third provision is Senate Bill 985, which requires child care providers that receive state and federal funds to submit background checks for the applicant providers, the provider's employees, volunteers, anyone 17 years or older residing in the provider's child care home prior to application approval and every 5 years thereafter.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton then offered an amendment.
This is the same DNA language we passed out of the Senate last year. It came oh so close to going to the governor's desk on the last day of session last year. It was on a vehicle in the House that had some other difficulties. I actually had secured the speaker's promise to take a vote on it, and then when I became aware that the governor had concerns with other provisions of the bill, I relinquished the speaker from that pledge. That was that. So we've passed out of the Senate at least twice, maybe three times. The goal is to catch more criminals who commit serious crimes, solve unsolved crimes, exonerate innocent people when DNA evidence warrants it.
His amendment is successful. Now, House Bill 1350 has five elements to it: the central repository, criminal record review, fingerprinting, background checks for in-home service providers, and background checks for child care providers. The new law took effect on August 28th. Missouri senators move closer to starting the next legislative session. Pre-filing continues for the next session. The first regular session of the 100th General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 9th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.